Jazz and AJ News.
Well, the governor has an important holiday message for us. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. This was released yesterday by His Excellency Ned Lamont, Governor. A proclamation.
Ooh, a proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation. Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
From His Excellency Ned Lamont.
Proclamation!
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 Okay, we're out of time. Got to move on.
There, Egg. Clear throat now.
I gave you a copy of this.
Yes, you did. Yeah. It's a long thing.
Would you like to read it with your bell and hear ye, hear ye?
Would I like to?
Yeah.
That's a no.
I mean, do I have to?
Yeah, let's put it that way, shall we?
You're right. There's a lot of bell ringing here.
So back when Thanksgiving started, this is probably how the proclamation would have been read.
Right. You guys got about 10 and a half minutes here? Here we go.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! For His Excellency Ned Lamont, Governor! A proclamation!
A proclamation!
Thanksgiving Day is celebrated each year in the spirit of our forefathers. In one of America's earliest Thanksgiving celebrations, yes, forefathers.
I only have one.
Well, I had four fathers for him.
Oh.
Right. They all died early.
Oh, so that'd be my dad, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather.
Exactly!
Okay, gotcha.
Exactly. In one of America's earliest Thanksgiving celebrations, the pilgrims of Plymouth Colony gave thanks for a bountiful harvest and shared their feast with the, oh my God, what the hell name is this? Wampanoag?
Wampanoag.
Wampanoag tribe? Well, it's so new. We're so new. We have no idea. We just call them the people over here. A tribe of people who had provided vital knowledge for survival in the previous year. Today, America is still gathered with family and friends to celebrate the blessings of the past year and to extend generosity to others. Excuse me.
Was that whole thing written in caps?
Apparently.
Yes.
I can't hear too well from a musket. Thanksgivings have been celebrated in times of prosperity and in times of our nation's greatest hardships. In November of 1789, President George Washington proclaimed the first nationwide Thanksgiving. President Abraham Lincoln, in an effort to foster a sense of unity during the Civil War, proclaimed an official date to celebrate Thanksgiving in 1863. For over 150... Oh, yeah, you're talking! For over 150 years... our state and this nation have maintained this valuable tradition, what?
What was that last line?
I forgot. Go ahead.
Hold on. I need a sip.
From the official cup.
This is why folks died early. Okay.
Because they wanted to.
Right. And today we have to send the news.
With all we have to be thankful for, we must not take for granted how fortunate we are on this day. In this tradition, we should give of ourselves to those have been getting lit, who have been the first flubble. To those who have been given little.
I believe this is the first American flubble recorded in history. Now, we only had a recording device to record this.
Offer our blessings to those whose blessings are not as plentiful. What the hell that means. And open our lives and homes to neighbors. It is a time to gather with family and friends, neighbors and colleagues, to give thanks for all that we have and all that was given to us. Sip. Ooh-yay. Okay.
Good job, ooh-yayer.
Today, Today, we recognize the brave servicemen and women who have dedicated their lives to protecting our country,
yes,
especially those who will celebrate this holiday far from home and their loved ones. We honor the national spirit that binds us and their courageous service to the nation.
What about
ooh-yay,
the
double ooh-yay on that one. Hang
about
on.
The cup.
Sip.
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 Sip. Okay. Therefore, in accordance with the laws of the state of Connecticut, and in keep with the tradition set forth by governors of Connecticut since the colonial times, I hereby proclaim November 26th, 2020, to be a day of public Thanksgiving.
Wait, do we need someone to tell us this?
I'm getting paid for this.
It's a proclamation.
Oh yay, oh yay.
I'm sorry. I was gonna have Thanksgiving anyway. I didn't. Thank God for this. All right, go ahead.
Sip.
Wow. We almost didn't have Thanksgiving, and I didn't even know it.
Now I become the town crier. Anyway, I urge all of our citizens to join me in this expression of thanks to the blessings we enjoy and the people and things for which we are grateful. Given under my hand and seal of the state of the capital in Hartford this 26th day of November, 2020, and of the independence of the United States, the 244th, Ned Lamont, by His Excellency Command, Dees Merrill, Secretary of State. Thank you.
Sip. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Can you repeat that?
No.
One shot deal.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
You ever gargle with coffee? Don't.
Gross.
Thank you.
And that was
that.
A proclamation.
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 Proclamation. Proclamation. Thank you.
Is there something in there about fighting strangers in or something?
Yeah.
Is that a good time now?
Nah, not right now. Yeah. Yeah, it says here, in this tradition, we should give ourselves to those who have been given little.
Hold on, offer where's that?
That's in the third paragraph.
Third paragraph.
Yeah, second sentence there.
Oh, yeah, in this tradition,
right.
We should give ourselves to those who have been given little, offer our blessings to those whose blessing is not upon us, and open our lives and homes to neighbors.
Oh.
Hold on. Wait, 1 second. Yeah. Oh, Thanksgiving. Hey, someone's at the door. Hello.
Yeah, hi, it's Corona.
Yeah, we're good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News, Chaz and AJ in the morning.com. We have one coming out of Naugatuck, but first we got to wrap up Florida week.
I think I know what that Naugatuck story is.
Oh, my God. Have we reached out to the police department? I think we did, right?
We have, last night. Didn't hear back, though.
Yeah, normally they say, what's it about? There's right. No way they're thinking.
Not
they
then.
Right? They know.
Chaz and AJ left a message.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that story,
don't
huh?
return that one.
Yeah.
Wait till after the holiday.
Yeah. Florida couple busted while having sex next to a busy roadway.
Right.
Florida. Florida, our favorite
traffic
place.
Jam, you know what
Florida.
Saying? Traffic jamming.
Crazy stories, crazy place. That's Florida.
Duh. Florida couple arrested after engaging in a series of sex acts on the side of a road as motorists drove past them.
Well, they call it roadside attraction, yes. Next performance at 9:43.
Did they have it up on the board yes. and lights as you're driving down the
right,
highway?
Right. Look to your right.
Sex show, 2 minutes.
Right. Park here. Put flashers on. Wait, she's flashing too.
It's happened in the middle of the day on a Saturday.
Wow. Afternoon delight.
Boy, that's a tough one to explain with the kids in there.
Yeah, it is.
Mommy, well, daddy, what?
What a way to get a tan on your back, though, huh?
Well, that's what happens.
Yes.
You don't wear your seatbelt.
They're practicing for the WWE.
Look, there's no tan lines anymore.
According to a felony criminal complaint, quote, many drivers observed Amber Gormley.
Amber Gormley. Gormley.
Can you look her up?
Amber Gormley.
Let's get a look at her face.
I think I saw a photo of her. She wasn't, she's like someone like you probably want to see.
So you would, if you were to do this, you would do it at 2:45 a.m., not 2:45 p.m.?
Yes.
Did you have to do math on that?
No.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
All right. Did you look her up?
Yeah, the New York Post has mugshots for both of them.
What a mug, huh?
I wouldn't call either of them terrible. Mm. Her hair's not great. Her hair, like, it doesn't look like she's washed her hair in, like, 5 days.
Well, she's kind of busy.
She's not wearing makeup, obviously. I don't think they allow you to wear, like, a whole bunch of makeup.
Right.
She's less attractive than he is.
They look like normal people to me.
Well.
They don't look nuts.
Right. She needs her hair washed and combed.
Yeah. Other than that, she looks normal.
We saw nuts earlier.
He looks like he wants to be an MMA fighter.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
If I saw them walking around in a grocery store in Florida, I'd be like, yep, that makes sense.
You know, if I saw them at a party, I'd probably talk them up. Like, so what have you guys been up to? No, never mind.
Yeah, doing some road work.
I don't see them. I'm like, oh, I'm staying away from those people.
Yes. Right. They call it Patty Pavement.
He looks like that actor that played the Punisher in the Netflix series. What's his face? From The Walking Dead.
John right. Bernthal.
That one.
Yeah. I don't see it. No, he looks like Eric.
A little bit.
Nah.
Yes, he does.
Nah.
yes, he does.
Has he gone to Florida lately?
That would explain why I think he's more attractive than she is.
And Ashley hasn't showered all week, so she's looking more and more like this one.
Go south, young man. Go south.
Wow, it's almost like we found the Eric and Ashley of Florida.
Yeah, see that? Right. Neither one wearing a mask.
Yeah, we'll have to, AJ, if you get time, post that on our Facebook page.
Oh, sure.
Interesting.
Did they have a derby with them? A Florida derby.
No, but they were in a derby position.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Like, that counts.
Under the covers?
Yes.
Hiding?
On the road.
No, on the side of the road.
Yes.
In the back seat.
And someone called 911 on them.
Amber Gormley, 39. Sean McClellan.
McClellan!
30.
McClellan!
Do they look 9 years apart? Yeah, I guess they do.
Yeah. He definitely looks younger than she does.
Yes.
She could do so much better. A wash, a blow dry, and some makeup.
And like real eyebrows.
And maybe a sex someplace, like, you know, a better place. Like a hotel or something. In that roadway. You guys heard me.
Yes, we did.
I heard something.
We all heard you.
We might hear it again next Friday.
All right. My fist in a second.
So Amber's 39, Sean's 30. They were having a tryst next to a roadway in Largo. The couples were spotted around 2:45 p.m. in an open area location of a busy area.
Wide open.
All drivers could see them having relations. One motorist said he saw McClellan performing. Yeah, all right. Details. He was doing Gormley a favor.
He was. He's giving a ride home.
This is just funny how they write it.
Look,
well as other penetrative acts.
Look, she got rear-ended.
Was he putting his finger in her nose?
Yes.
Helping her breathe.
Her nose.
Exactly right.
Cleaning out her ears.
Right.
I don't think so.
The activity was all consensual, and the couple readily admitted to what they had been doing. They were charged with lewd, exhibition, felony, and booked into the county jail on a $10,000 bond. Holy crap.
Wow. They said, holy crap.
Also, there was a charge of possession of synthetic marijuana.
Oh, see? Well, you can't afford the real thing right now, so.
And, well, there you have it.
Spend money on that
Florida
nice place.
Week.
Yes.
Crazy stories, crazy place, that's Florida.
Duh.
Oof.
You know, it just seems like every day is Florida Day in Dumbass News.
Every day.
Florida, Ohio. But today we have a Connecticut story for
Ooh,
you.
Nice.
What could it be?
We made it.
Accused tree humper busted on High Street.
Wow.
Ouch.
A half-dressed Connecticut man who was spotted humping trees in a stranger's backyard is behind bars on multiple charges.
He's an arborist.
I think we need to check and see if he was in New Haven recently, because there was a big tree damage there. Maybe it wasn't the one.
Came across this big chick, yes.
According to a Naugatuck Police Department report, officers was dispatched Thursday afternoon to a house on High Street after a 911 caller reported that there was an unknown male in a backyard half-dressed humping trees, screaming and eating branches.
Wow.
Trees!
What a scene. Doesn't the bark hurt?
What a scene.
Yeah, apparently it's nuts with the trees.
Mm. What do you think, when you have a conversation with a guy like this, what do you think he would sound like? Yeah, probably right.
Tree.
So we had a complaint. You were humping trees out here.
What was that?
Is that a branch in your mouth?
Yes.
What's going on? Sorry. Was that a hollow tree?
Uh-huh.
Were you making your own toothpicks? They come a lot smaller. There's machines that make them now. When cops arrived, the suspect ran into a neighboring house, causing its inhabitants to flee their own home in fear.
Wouldn't you?
Yes,
I would. If he humped a tree, we're dead.
There is never a time any of my doors in my house are unlocked.
Yes, same.
I imagine him, like the cops coming up upon him mid-act, and his pants are still around his ankles. And you know, when they're around your ankles, you can't really run real fast. He's like waddling as fast as he can back to the house.
Like when you forget toilet paper.
Right.
It's a waddle across the room.
He's moving as fast as he can. And right. The cops are just taking small steps like, hey, yeah. We're right behind you.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Even the oldest cop can
cheat. Into this...
Right.
Exactly.
When even the oldest cop can give chase.
Yeah, right. All you have to really do is, like, just step on his pants.
Right. Right. Yeah, send an officer Doughboy.
You catch him. I'm not going to touch that guy. You go catch him.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Yeah, pants
first. I don't want to give his name because who knows what's going on.
Right.
Guy's 36.
Yeah.
But
his job as a senator
eventually came out, placed under arrest. Where do you bring this guy to an arborist? To a, you know,
should meet this lady.
Season department.
I want to mourn the loss of all
the trees,
the old growth trees.
This is the neighbor coming out, looking at her tree.
Right.
Trees! Yes. And tell them that we love them!
Yeah, trees.
And that we don't
oh my God.
Want yeah. them to die!
What do you do with that tree now? It's in your yard.
Cut it down. Get rid of it. I gotta go.
I would think wash it first.
I think you gotta it's gotta
pray for rain.
It's gotta come down.
Pray
Sorry.
For rain.
Gotta come down.
Every time I look at that tree, I'll just think of a half-naked man humping it while eating branches.
I would put a birdhouse over the hole.
Birds flying around. Like, whoa.
Oh, the worst part is it was a poor squirrel in that hole.
Oh.
What the hell is that? Great.
Looked like the baby owl from the Rockefeller Center tree.
Right.
What's going on?
Maybe he thought he was a squirrel and he wanted to stuff the tree with nuts for winter.
Exactly right. Mm. Right.
I'm going to go out on a limb and just say he was Lim, crazy.
Ha.
See what you did there.
He said, leave me alone. Ha!
I allegedly spat at and assaulted officers, resulting in a felony charge being right. filed against them.
Don't do that.
Misdemeanor, breach of peace, resisting arrest, trespassing. Trespassing.
What's the root of the issue here?
Ah! I get it.
Ah!
$25,000 bond.
Not hid.
Aha!
Aha!
Yeah, you got to cut the tree down, right?
You do.
Yep. Yeah. Get rid of it.
I just don't know what state you have to be in to look at a tree and say, that's the sexiest bitch in the room.
That's the one.
I don't think you'd go
your,
for
it. Like, how do you select the tree?
Smoothest like, bark? I don't
right.
know.
Right. A dogwood.
I think it was a peckerwood.
Probably a cherry tree.
Let's check in with Bill, the city of New Haven, on Operation Christmas Tree, New Haven. You know, their tree got... destroyed Sunday and all that wind.
Get taken out.
And we have been trying to help them find one, and the tribe has come up big. Hundreds of responses.
Yes, thank you.
Actually narrowed down to the best ones and sent them over to Bill.
Yep.
And Bill's been going crazy out there looking for a tree. Bill, how are we?
Good morning, guys. I'm well today. How
Good.
Are you?
Good. Where are we at?
I'm happy to say that we have found a tree.
Nice.
What? Yeah.
Beautiful. Yay.
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 Christmas is
very,
coming after
very
all.
Very exciting.
It was outside the whole time.
You guys, the radio show has really helped keep the holiday spirit for New Haven.
Where did you find this tree?
The tree is coming from Hamden.
Oh, nice. Nice short trip.
And the homeowners are, I think they want to stay anonymous right now, but they said that, you know, they heard the story on the radio. They reached out to me. They got my email, and it's the tree is perfect for us right now.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
This is a big
tree
deal
from Hamden.
For us.
Tree from Hamden.
Tree from Hamden.
You know,
please don't sing.
You know, between the radio show, you know, we're not letting the windstorm or this pandemic take away our hope and happiness here. So it's a great feeling. So thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Now, we heard the story. We talked to the mayor, and the mayor, you know, he's got things to do.
Kind
with
busy,
COVID
busy.
And busy.
Yeah.
It sounded like he said on the air, well, looks like we're going to have a Charlie Brown tree this year.
Oh,
and
hell
we got
no.
off the air with him. We said, no, well, no, we can handle that part.
Oh, hell
it.
No. Yeah.
When I say we, I mean, we just put the word out there and the right. tribe does the work.
Exactly.
And boy, this is just a great story. We were talking about this the other day. For some of those kids in New Haven, this is their only tree.
Yep.
And
yeah, you're right.
It may seem like a trivial thing in 2020 with everything that's going on to get a Christmas tree or a holiday tree, however you want to say it, on the green in New Haven.
Uh-huh.
But because of 2020 and everything these kids have had to deal with, no school, no friends, no family, no Thanksgiving, no sports, no this, no that, parents stress. This is the reason why.
One little sense of normalcy.
It's more reason why to get a holiday tree.
Let's get two.
And as a community, we could all rally around it, and it's a great story.
You should get a spare at this point. You're right.
I just have one on the side. Just in case.
Yeah. Well, we had so many submissions.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be good, Bill, for a couple of years.
10 years.
I agree with that. I do have a great, great file now, and I think we are set for a few years out.
Okay.
So
what happens next? You guys, when do you go out? When do you get it? When does it get set up?
Yeah, so we're actually going to, today, my staff will be out there in Hamden starting to tie the tree up with the rope, getting it ready for the crane. And,
nice.
I just got a coordinate with the crane company, and hopefully we could get it to the green right after Thanksgiving.
And that's Smedley Crane?
Yes, Smedley Crane.
Nice.
Good folks.
Boy, that's great.
Yeah, it's
I love
cool.
that this is happening right now, right
yes.
away.
Yeah, they're tying it today. Yeah, this is really something else. What a community effort here. A great story when we need one.
It's a great story, guys. You know, we all want 2020 to end on a high note, and you helped us do that. So thank you so much.
You know, Bill, I've been protecting you and the citizens of New Haven from Ashley trying to sing at this tree lighting event.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Virtual. She's been like
Wait.
Hounding me like I'm going to sing.
I'm singing, right?
That knocks the last tree down.
I think you should. We'll get you a little Santa's hat and some bells, and I'll join you. How about that?
Right. Right in the middle of 95. Yes.
Did you just make a big mistake?
Right in the middle of 95. Right smack in
New Haven goes from one disaster to another.
Seriously, yes.
You've done so many things right here, Bill. Don't
right.
do this.
Yes.
Don't do this.
Yeah, don't make it Ashley 2020.
me.
No. You.
Well, get it. We want to thank everyone, whether you heard it on this show or not, who submitted a tree. Bill, thanks for letting us be part of it. And thanks to all of your people, the people who are going to tie it and the crane and the truck and the setup crew. And it's a great story.
It is great. Yes. Thank you, guys. And, you know, big shout out to my staff for all the hard work also. And, you know, I'll send you some pictures for the progress.
Yes. Keep
Please.
Us posted.
Yes.
We'll talk to you Monday
great.
And see where we're at. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
You too.
Okay. We are doing Fun Fact Friday, 1-877-764-2535, or you could text 203-882-9757. What's on the text, Sash?
I have a fun fact.
We don't care.
Oh. What's your?
Why don't you text it to yourself, then read it?
Let me rephrase it. What's your fun fact, Ashley?
Fun fact, a climacophiliac is someone who is sexually aroused by falling down the stairs.
When she fell for you, she fell for you.
Ah. What's it called? A climacophiliac?
Yes.
I thought something to do with seafood.
It sounds like a parody song. Climacophiliac.
I fall and down fall. The stairs. I turn me on. Fall down the stairs.
Climacophiliac.
Now I really want you now.
How many people have this to where it's a condition documented?
Right. It has to be named.
And then who's the first person to say,
listen, while you're down there.
It's a turn on?
Right, while you're down there.
It's like, Jimmy, why do you keep falling down the stairs?
Right. Right.
How do you spell that? I can't even guess enough for Google to know what I'm talking about.
Yes. C-L-I-M-A-C-O-P-H-I-L-I-A-C. Climacophiliac.
Now, using a sentence.
I'd go broke on Wheel of Fortune.
Now, using a sentence.
I am not a climacophiliac.
There you go, see?
Very good.
I would have said spell climacophiliac.
I've fallen down the stairs a few times, never got up and said, let's do it.
Right. Hey, something's moving here.
Let's do that again.
Yeah, the only hard thing I felt was a bone out of my arm.
Did you find anything, Phil?
Kind of. Yes, rare sexual, sort of fetish or gratification, but there has not been a wide body of research conducted on people.
Right. So no hanging up.
Enjoy this particular
AJ
method.
You want to research?
So don't hang up on the
base. How did you hear
stairs.
About this, Ashley?
Yeah, seriously.
I found it online.
What websites are you going
to? Where online did you find it?
Weirdfacts.org.
Oh.
Yeah. Why is your picture on
did
here?
They tag? Yeah, there's look at this. There's a picture of Ashley and Eric.
Why is your house so tall? Yeah, we like stairs.
Yep. I fell down the stairs and got her in the basement.
maybe they just find an escalator in the mall and just go down for hours.
How did you know?
Diana and Weathersfield.
Fun fact, koalas have fingerprints similar to humans.
So no two are the same?
I don't believe so.
Right. It's when a koala like does a stick up, they do koala prints, yes.
Can I have another fun fact?
Don't be a koala.
Gang?
Right.
Call back Friday.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? We won't be here next
why
time.
Not?
Fun
why not?
Fact. Fun fact, I'd like to beat the bejesus out of that woman who took advantage of that poor vet.
Oh. I know! Oh.
That's a fun
true.
Fact.
Yeah,
that's a good
true
fun
story.
Fact.
And a cool video, too.
My money's on Diana, too.
Well, yeah, me, too.
I don't know what you look like, but I think you're winning that one.
Yeah.
Are you the Diana I'm messaging care. On Facebook?
I am.
Message me back!
Ashley, with the tone,
my head
is cracking.
Wow.
Just take it down
just
to like an 8
talk
and a
like
half.
A regular person.
I saw a tree fall outside.
It's an Italian thing. Stop.
Yeah.
See?
No, it's an annoying thing.
Me.
I'm half Italian. Doesn't happen.
She gets me.
All right,
well,
Diana,
you're half. I'm
you.
Whole. So.
Yeah, I know.
Ciao.
It's double annoying.
Ciao, ciao.
What are you, Ashley?
You pass me.
I'm right. Whole Italian.
Thank you. Do you have anything from the text?
Yes, so many texts.
At an
Adam
tone.
From Meriden. Fun fact, male ducks have a corkscrew penis.
Wow. That's foul.
That's,
why is there a theme to these?
Yeah, really.
Ashley, everything okay over there?
Yeah, really.
Everything is fine.
Are you sure about that?
We had that guy that called in about the pig. Like, what's going on today?
Right.
I had a sandwich.
Fun fact Friday, Bernie in Vermont.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have discovered a fun fact that I'd like to share. The top 6 foods that make you fart are beans, corn, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, and milk.
Wow.
Everything is starting to make sense now.
That cabbage is, that one was.
Oh.
Yeah.
For me, it's the lentils.
Yeah.
When I do the lentil soup, that's.
It seemed worse in the shower.
I mean, we really make the sheets flutter at night if we've had broccoli, too.
Keeps you warm,
though. That
could
though. Be the 7.
98.6 degrees.
Is the hot tub on? No, it's just Bernie.
Right.
No, it's just me. Just me. You got to stay 6 feet apart, and it's not for the reason you think.
That's a good way to keep your distance.
All right. Thank you, Bernie.
You're welcome.
So the boss wants to know if he looks like a fat guy. What was it? Fat what?
I just look like a fat, like, idiot in these little cameras on Chaz and AJ TV.
No, you don't.
As soon as the boss walks in, the tribe immediately wants to see him on Twitch.
Well, yeah, they're taking pictures of what he looks like.
High right. tribe.
Well, they've been staring out the window all week.
Right.
That's right. Ashley's not here. She's home.
One person bowling pin.
Well, I'm here to replace her because I look so hot. That's what it is.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
Okay, so in general during this segment, I'm super nuts and mostly negative.
Yes.
But not today. Today, I'm Mr. Brightside, Captain Positivity.
We'll see.
That makes
you nuts. No, I'm serious.
That makes you nuts
so
already.
So today is the top 5 upsides to a pandemic Thanksgiving.
The upsides.
Upsides of a pandemic Thanksgiving. So number
sarcastic?
5. Nope. I'm being totally serious. I'm being serious. I'm being honest. I'm very positive today.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Number 5. You don't have to eat with people you hate. So Thanksgiving is a holiday, more so than Christmas, that you feel the need to gather with extended family, right? People you see once a year, people you never talk to. And I generally have a life rule. If we haven't texted since last Thanksgiving, we shouldn't be eating together. So now this year, no room. It's the law. Sorry, Uncle Steven.
Do you have an Uncle Steven?
No, I don't have an Uncle Steven.
Who did you eat with last year?
So I ate with my whole family. I have uncles, aunts, cousins, all of them. And this year, it's like going to be me, I think.
Have you texted them all?
No. And I haven't seen them in like a year. So we're out.
Screw them.
It's not happening.
All right. Yes.
You sound so happy about that.
I think a lot of people are going to be happy. I think people don't want to deal with some of their aunts and uncles and extended cousins that they never see. So this year it can just be the people they like or the people that live in their house that they're all right with and they can eat more and they're not bothered.
It's perfect. Two, yes.
Who's cooking that meal? It's not you, Keith.
I can't hear these guys for some reason. No,
weird how that happens.
You're better off.
Yeah. AJ's like, so if AJ's saying funny things, I can't hear him.
Oh, Consider it a blessing.
Right. It's like AJ's not about Thanksgiving. Right. I can hear you and Ashley. That's just about it.
I have to tell you, sorry. You know, the year has brought devastation, but it really has been a Chaz year in terms of isolation.
Yes.
Like, I love it. Like, I don't have to be around people.
Right. It's perfect for you.
Yeah.
Number 4, no hellscape traffic. So most of you guys do Thanksgiving around here, but all my people are in New Hampshire, so I have to travel, but not this year. I don't have to wait 3 hours on the Mass Pike. It's 2 minutes from, like, my couch to my kitchen, back to my couch.
That's
2 minutes.
Tremendous.
Right? It's a much better situation.
So how do you fake sounding disappointed when you're talking to your family? Sorry, not going to be able to see you, Mom.
Right, just like that. I was just like, maybe Christmas it will be better. This vaccine, all this, but here.
So, AJ, you're Keith's mom.
Hi, honey.
No, you're on the phone.
Oh, sorry. Hi, honey.
Gotta ask if he's...
He can't hear me again.
Oh, that's right. He can't hear you. Yeah, I don't even think he's listening to you.
Right, it's like he could be talking to no one, for all I know.
You're a rotten son.
I'm sure he's saying mean things that I can't hear.
No, he's saying nice things.
Oh, good.
I'm pretty sure you need a drug test.
My mom's a very nice lady. She's very upset about this whole thing.
Yes, well, it's time to do the... You're the mailman's kid.
All right, number 3. You can reset all your holiday traditions. So if there are certain things you always do on Thanksgiving because we've always done them this way, this year they don't happen, so next year you don't have to do them. So say you always eat Thanksgiving dinner at 1 o'clock, right? Not this year. It's not going to happen at 1 o'clock. So next year, maybe you want to eat dinner at 10. They can't say, like, well, we've always eaten dinner at 1. No, we didn't. Not last year. And you don't have to eat Aunt Jane's weird appetizers, right? So she's like, oh, but I always make this appetizer. Well, you didn't last year. So this year, potato skins. It's the perfect solution.
Potato skins. There you go.
Number 2. No terrible conversations, and not just politics. I'm talking about your junk life. So you hate your job, you hate your significant other, maybe everything is boring and terrible, but you don't have to fake it this year to, like, your brother-in-law. So when they say, how are things going? You don't have to say, oh, bro, I'm, like, killing it at work. You don't have to tell anybody any lies. You can just be miserable at home. That's an upside, too.
Yes, it is.
Well, now we know how he feels about work.
So I don't have to pretend about, everything's great. It's
right,
glorious.
Beautiful life.
Right. And the number one thing that is an upside of this pandemic Thanksgiving is no one is going to demand you go wait in line at Walmart at 10 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving night.
Right.
So if you listen to all these ads that we're running, Black Friday's now. It's all the time. It's like constant Black Friday. You don't have to get up. You can just stay on your couch under that afghan, and I'll see you in 2021.
That's beautiful.
Nice.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
God bless us, everyone.
He's dancing through the parking lot.
Thank you, Scrooge.
It's the most wonderful
Thanks, guys.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank Alan for the really upbeat song we're playing here.